Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
Welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is promised to be full of central, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, are you ready for your spiritual consultation? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and fine, because those are all adjectives people use to describe you. You are so, so very, very special. I mean, you are just very incredible. And I want to thank you for all the things that you do to uplift and build up your community, your home, and the people surrounding you. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Thank you for doing all that you do, because you just make God look great. And never forget that the only beacon of light that people have in their lives sometimes is you. So continue to do what you're doing. Well, I'm here to tell you that we are so very blessed. We are broadcasting live on location from Victoria Blake Fashions, where beauty, elegance, and art meet. And this is a great and beautiful gallery. And we are having our world-renowned photographer, Howard T. Cash, back on the show. And he's featured here at Victoria Blake Fashions Gallery. And let me tell you about Howard T. Cash again. Howard T. Cash says that he was born in 1953, raised between Harlem and the Bronx. He stood on the shoulders of many who have helped him reach his goals in education. The seeds for his photographic life were planted in 1971 by his English teacher, Mrs. Melton, at Lurenberg Institute in Lurenberg, North Carolina, as he studied the poets and writers of the Harlem Renaissance. Mentors like Edmond Salah, Miles Everett, and photojournalism instructor Joseph Dosher at Los Angeles City College in California from 1973-79, along with the support from his mother, Mrs. Jane U. Cash, gave him the support and great foundation for working anywhere in the world, especially when he was in Lagos, Nigeria from 1979 to 84, where he covered stories and events from newspapers, magazines, and embassies, becoming a stringer for the Associated Press in 1982. And without further ado, let me welcome Mr. Howard T. Cash. How are you, Howard?
Hello, Lady Charmaine. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored because I have the opportunity to be in your presence again.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be around you.
And I tell you, it's so nice seeing you on location at Victoria Blake Fashions here in the Bronx.
Yeah, she was kind enough to let us transform or utilize her home to basically to do a show surrounding the concept of visual wellness. And so the show is called, as you know, When Happiness Enters Our Lives, but it's primarily a combination of images and poetry that discuss the upliftment and empowerment of the human spirit.
Yes. And you have an event coming up on the 17th where it's open to the public called The Wellness of Art. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, art is very important in our lives, whether we sometimes want to recognize it or not. And what I've done was I looked at my body of work, and I realized that I photograph primarily people of African descent from a very positive point of view. And what I looked at was I said, you know, for the most part, historically, we've taken a lot of hits as a people. Are people always trying to keep us down and disrupt our families and our economics, et cetera. And so I put together a concept called Visual Wellness in the area of art, photography, and poetry, and also anything that goes along with it. But primarily, when you come into your home, it should be filled with energy, visual, of a visual literary sense, that should uplift your spirit, especially after you've had a hard day battling with, you know, people who may not always see your point of view, obtaining resources, economics, etc. And so it's very important that when you come home, it's like a sanctuary. And that sanctuary, you know, is filled with, you know, especially visual images, because a lot of times we look at images for answers about our lives, about the lives of others. And so it's very important that the imagery that you have in your home has a very powerful connection to your spirit to uplift and empower you, because tomorrow you're going to have to go out there again and battle for resources and opportunities and deal with folks who may not always see your point of view.
Well, I tell you, your work is so uplifting. I came to the opening of your exhibition on December 3rd, and I was just knocked out of my socks when I saw all of your talent displayed in this beautiful gallery. I tell you, there was one piece in particular that just, woo, just knocked me and my husband off our feet. We were like, we got to get it. And we have added it to our collection. It's called Enraptured. It's so, so beautiful. It's an image of a woman holding a multicolored afghan. And I tell you, it's just so sensual and beautiful and poetic. And there's a poem that goes with it that's just uplifting. And, you know, I just said I had to have it. And, you know, we both said we had to have it. And, you know, we just could imagine it in our home and just looking at it and getting happy. It just resonates with your spirit. And that's what you do with your art, with your photographs. They capture the essence of happiness and joy and really comes through. And it was so uplifting to see it.
The idea is that back in 1920, a portfolio was done on us as African-American people from a very negative point of view, and it showed us as being less than human. And a lot of the photographers and writers had to address that. And so even as I stand on the shoulders of Marvin and Martin Smith and Van Der Zee and other photographers, Roy De Caraba, Gordon Parks, Mr. Hansen, it's in the vein of displaying us as a powerful people who just want to live life like anyone else.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, we have our challenges, but for the most part, we just want to, you know, enjoy the fruits of everyday breathing and have fun and you know, care. And so a lot of my work shows the humanity and dignity of us as a people.
I tell you, it definitely shows, and there are other images when you look around of women dancing and just the energy that bounces off their bodies. In one picture, them in lilac, and it's just like, wow. And there's another one that spoke to me. It looks like you're inside of a church to me, and it's just that quiet stillness where you're moved to what's holy and precious about your spirituality. And if you ever just need to get silent, you know, I could see myself going there next, you know, my collection. I already got, like, mapped out a payment plan for the rest of my life with you. Because you are, you know, we loved your pieces. And there's some, a piece that wasn't displayed, but we also thought was very nice, was of a piece called The Banker, where this man who's so dignified looking, and you could tell he's just important, okay, is displayed against this green background. And it's just the hues of green and his strength, and yet he seemed like he would work with you, not those typical bankers that were mean to you and callous, but he seemed like he had a nice spirit. And then when you told me the story behind it, that he would talk to the woman of the African diaspora and go about talking with them every day, I said it comes through in your photograph that he was nice. And so I tell you, it's just incredible what a picture can do. You can have so many interpretations. And then there's another picture where there's people grooving and dancing and one person going down on this woman and he's doing his thing and he's shaking his booty butt. And it reminds you of those hot summers. Yes, okay, even past the Lady Charmaine thing used to get down to her bumpy grind. I remember, you know, shaking my booty butt. And I was like, yes, that woman's getting her grind on, okay? And sometimes you just got to shake your butt and let loose. And this guy is just enjoying this woman dancing and the poetry that goes alongside the images capture the flavor and essence. So, this really is a beautiful, beautiful display. It's uplifting. And I tell you, if you haven't made it to the gallery, Victoria Blake Fashions Gallery, you need to get here on December 17th to see this show at from 3 to 7. And again, that address is 3184 Grand Concourse, Apartment 2C. You need to get here. Again, Victoria Blake Fashions is still showing an exhibit, and they'll be open on December 17th. The address is 3184 Grand Concourse, Apartment 2C, and I'm here in this gallery, and I'm blown away. It's just so uplifting, and then the home is just inviting, and you come in refreshed. Mr. Blake just makes you feel good. So I tell you, this is where you need to come and be. And you know what? Get into the holiday spirit. You know, it's just like people often feel depressed around this time where they don't feel uplifted. And you need something to rejuvenate your soul. Like Mr. Cash said, wellness of the spirit. Well, art gives you that feeling of, I can do this. I can make it another day. And you will leave better than you came. Am I lying, Mr. Cash?
No, you're not. You're telling the exact truth. I want to thank Jesus and his lovely wife for allowing us to come into their home. And Jesus hung the show, so it's really, really looks very good. I was very, very happy and very, very impressed. He did a great job. We mapped it out together, and he just took it from there. So it was. I really want to thank him for his participation. So, yeah, I want to thank you for collecting your first piece for me. It is a beautiful piece in Rapture. It's a limited edition, so only 15 will be out there in the world.
Wow, yes.
You know, but it is a beautiful piece. The model is Darcelle Turner, and I photographed her. This is about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the cloth that she's holding, it's from Burkina Faso, and it's a beautiful checkered, colored piece of checkered cloth that's hand woven and patched together. So, and she was just a lovely model to work with, a lot of fun, and for a while, you know, she was my muse because she said to me at one point, whatever you want to do, you know, I'm willing, and that gave me an opportunity to photograph her. In the loving way that a man photographs the beauty of a woman, especially a black woman.
And let me tell you something. Okay, when I looked at her, I said that could be me. You know, she's a full figured woman, and you know she's just no shame in her game, and I just love her. She's like I am confident in who I am. I feel good about myself. And that if you're not feeling good about yourself, you need something to hold on to. You know, and say, don't be ashamed of your essence of being who you are. And this woman just posing in this loving way, I just thought, I got to have her. I got to support this. I got to support it.
Thank you. And the poem that she chose is Me and My Baby, written by Ava Williams. And Me and My Baby is a beautiful poem that speaks of the love a woman has for a man. And if he was not with her, how much her life would be empty.
Yes.
And so that it makes a great companion poem to that lovely visual image. So congratulations.
Thank you.
On collecting your first piece for me and the poem which I love, which goes right with it.
Yes. Well, I tell you, I feel like a million bucks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go through your first in anything, it's just like, whoa. It is just the same, like, when you first have your first sexual encounter. It's orgasmic. It can be. It could be difficult. It could be painstaking. But you're like, I want to do it again. And Mr. Cash is the person I want to do it from. This is, I tell you, once you get into his art, his expression through photography, you just don't, you want to keep on coming back. He's really a wise man, and you pick up so much from his photography. And he's been displayed in a lot of different places. He is world renowned. And we just want to talk a little bit about the other places if you want to pick up his work. He's in a couple of collection books.
One of the books is called 100 New York Photographers. I guess there's 100 photographers in there, and unfortunately I'm one of them. It was put out by Schiffer Press, and the editor was Cynthia Mars Danzig, and it came out about a couple of years ago.
Can you repeat the name of that book again?
100 New York Photographers.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice coffee table book, and it's a good way to see and add him to your collection that way.
The other book is called Committed to the Image. So that was a Brooklyn Museum show we did back in 2001. I think it was 2001. It was a major show at the Brooklyn Museum, very controversial. There was a piece there of Jesus that Giuliani had a problem with, which drove a lot of people to the museum to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. And then the other piece over there is Black President Fela Kuti, which was put on by the Art and Legacy of Nicolapo Kuti. And it was put on by the New Museum. At the time, they were down on Broadway. And that was a great show. In fact, to be honest, a lot of that imagery or concept was used for the play, which appeared on Broadway for about maybe a year and a half, called Fela. So I had an opportunity to photograph him. I think it was 1983 in Nigeria, and he was wonderful to be around. He was fun, and he made me very comfortable, myself and the writer, Leif Sorensen. So, and currently I'm at a show.
Wait, before we move on, I just want to repeat these titles because you can purchase them. It's Black President, the Art.
You can't do that. That's like out
of print. What about Committed to Image?
That might be out of print also.
Okay, but you can look for it?
Yeah, you can look for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black President, the Art and Legacy of Fela, Fela Anikulapo Kuti, from the New Museum. Committed to the Image, Contemporary Black Photographers at the Brooklyn Museum of Art. And 100 New York Photographers, printed by Schiffer, Schiffer.
Yeah, Cynthia Mars Danzig was the editor for that. And currently I'm at a show at Danny Simmons's at Rush Gallery, curated by Danny Simmons, at 526 West 26th Street on Studio 311. And it's called Naked Black Girl. Danny had a good time with that. He's just written a book of erotic poetry, so I guess that he's in that flavorful mood right now. So he opened up his gallery to myself and a lot of young artists who had the opportunity to put together a fantastic show. The opening had about over 300 people, and Danny was very pleased, and I think he sold a couple pieces also. So if you get a chance between now and January 27th, come on down to the Rush Art Gallery at 526 West 26th Street, Studio 311, and just have a ball. It's a beautiful show, and it's very dignified, very positive and uplifting and very sensual at the same time about beautiful black women.
Mm. And let me tell you, the way he captures the essence of a woman, it makes you feel good as a woman. You know, when a man, okay, when a man does it, he does it well, okay? And there's nothing like when a man takes you to a clothing store and buys you some clothes. he could dress you in such a way that you never thought that, you know, like when my husband picks out my clothes, he takes me to a new level, you know? And I'm like, oh, I never thought about it like that. And Mr. Cash, the way, it's like he does it with love and tenderness and affection at the way he does his photographs. That's why Enrapture speaks to me. And I know these naked black women is going to speak to you. It's going to speak to your soul. And one of the things that we don't get a chance to do often is to sit in the presence of living legends while they are here on the planet, to talk to them, to say thank you, my brother or my sister, for paving the way for me, for doing what you do. And Mr. Cash makes himself available. He's going to be here at the Victoria Blake Fashions Gallery on December 17th, giving his talk about the wellness of art. And he's here. He's accessible. You know, take advantage of it. Take advantage of the opportunity to say hello and look at his art and be in his presence. This doesn't happen every day, people. And you will be so glad. And when you meet him, he is just so lovable. You just want to just eat him up. He's just so adorable. And I tell you, he's just so nice. So just come and be in his presence, bask in the wellness of all he is and the beauty that he offers to this world, both in his presence and in his art, and you will be uplifted.
I couldn't have said it better.
Okay. Well, we have come to the end of our show. I want to thank Mr. Blake from Victoria Blake Fashions for opening up the gallery, especially for us to come in today and to talk about the pieces he has on display from Mr. Cash's portfolio and making the space available for us. And also, I want to thank Mr. Cash for taking time out of his schedule for coming on the show. We're blessed every time he talks to us.
It's my pleasure. You have a wonderful audience, and hopefully I will see some of them on the 17th to come by and look and maybe even purchase a piece.
Yes, and you know what? You got to walk the talk. And that's why me and my husband said we have to invest in this great legend. And so if we could do it, you could do it too. So come on out, make time. It will be worth it, I tell you. And Mr. Cash, are any final words you want to say to the listening audience?
Your home and your life could hopefully be as positive as you can make it. Your friends, your lovers. Your business associates, try to keep as much drama, issues out of your life. So this way, you can enjoy, you know, you can enjoy life itself. You can celebrate it as much as you can on a daily basis. And if we could all work together much more as teams, we can probably have a much more fulfilled lifestyle in the USA of America.
Amen. So thank you for those pearls of wisdom. And to you, listener of Taboo Talk, you know, whatever your dream is, pursue it. Offer up your talents and your treasures to this world, and you will see that there will be an audience that will follow you and believe in you like I believe in Mr. Cash, and I believe in you. And so do what you love, and don't worry about money. Don't worry about how things are going to work out. It will come into being. And like Mrs. Cash said, it's important that your home be your heaven on earth, that it be your resting place, the place where you're recharged and rejuvenated. And so having art in your home is important. Mr. Cash wants to say something?
Yeah, it's very important. It soothes your spirit. And it brings out the human side of you that sometimes gets lost as you're dealing with people, like I said, who don't always see your point of view and who may not want to see your point of view. But it reinforces you as a person, and that's very, very important because you have something to give to the world just like everyone else.
Amen. And only you can give what you have to give. Only you can give that special something that God put in your heart, your vision, your dream. It's yours, and it's worth expressing. So definitely have that. So this episode of Taboo Talk featuring world-renowned artist and photographer Mr. Howard T. Cash was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ, because you are very special, deserving of nothing less than a wonderful, beautiful, prosperous, incredible life. Remember at all times to continue to seek God's face for your purpose, your direction, and which way you should go. And he will definitely lead you in the right direction. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Mr. Howard T. Cash will be available on Blog Talk Radio and Blake Radio Network and iTunes. And we want to thank our sister station, Blake Radio Network, for continuing to support us. They've been a great support of Mr. Cash's work and getting the information out there about the show. And we want to thank Neil Blake in particular for his advertisement on his Facebook fan page. Thank you. And we want to thank all the listeners who tune in to Mr. Cash. He's one of the most popular speakers on Taboo Talk, so thank you for making that possible. In terms of learning more information about Mr. Cash, if people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way?
There's, I found out that part of my site has been reconstructed, and you can go to Howard T. Cash Photography, NYCGeeks.com. I repeat, Howard T. Cash Photography, just Google it, NYCGeeks.com. You could view more of my work there, and I even think you can leave a message. We're still working on the site, but please feel free to go through the work. And you can always contact me about a piece. You can call me at 718-881-3623.
Can you repeat that number slowly, please?
718-881-3623. And the mornings is usually better than the evenings. So,
and if people want to reach you by email?
You can reach me at Howard T. Cash, for Howard T. Cash 22, one word, at Netscape.com.
That's Howard T. Cash 22 at Netscape.com. And for more information about me, Lady Charmaine Day, please log on to my website, www.LadyCharmaineDay.com. That's www.LadyCharmaineDay.com for more information about me, to see my monthly blog, to join my Facebook fan page, my YouTube channel, and to buy gifts from my gift store. And great news, I just published my fifth book, Heat Simple, a motivational and inspirational book that will definitely guide you on your spiritual journey to a new level. So please purchase your copy today at the gift store. And if I'm your source for spiritual guidance and upliftment, please make your tithes and donation on the website. Again, that website is www.LadyCharmaineDay.com. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You are very, very special. I want to thank Mr. DeBlake again for having us at Victoria Blake Fashions Gallery. I mean, this is so special. Can I tell you? I feel so lucky to have gotten in, and he's let us use his technology so that we can broadcast live. And don't we sound good on his technology? And so everything just went really well. So we're really grateful for his kindness. Thank you so much. And you are special, just like Mr. Blake and Mr. Cash. And wherever you go, people feel important and special because of your niceness. So don't forget who you are. You are a very, very special person. Well, until next time, take care and goodbye.